This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There will be a number of Coloradans in the audience tonight when President Biden delivers his State of the Union address. Heather Martin survived the shooting at Columbine High School. She is now a teacher. She'll be the guest of Colorado Congressman Jason Crow. She's hoping the president addresses measures to prevent gun violence and help survivors like her.
Because there are thousands of us now, and we need help. And we need help long after the cameras go away and long after everyone else moves on.
Our live coverage of tonight's State of the Union address starts this evening at 7. In the U.S. House, the latest and just approved government funding package includes $125 million in funding requests for Colorado that will pay for water system improvements in Rio Blanco County, a canine police dog unit in Arapahoe County, and projects at airports around the state. Home sales around Colorado Springs picked up in February. CPR's Dan Boyce says it's a promising sign for a long, struggling market.
The Pikes Peak Association of Realtors says nearly 800 homes sold in February, up from the same month last year. That year-over-year increase was the first the region has seen in 2 years, as high mortgage interest rates were busy keeping buyers away. Both the number of new listings and the median price of a single-family home are up over last year, too. That median price is $456,000. That's all good for sellers. Though one highlight for buyers, homes are still sitting on the market for more than 50 days on average. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And there's more Colorado news at CPR.org.